You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Now we are on testing. Now we are on. We are on. Are you on? Test yours.
I mean, my mic is on. Am I on? I don't know. I don't know that I am on.
Well, welcome to My Wife Hates Me podcast. Bonnie McFarland, Rich Voss, doing our podcast, coming straight to you from our dining room.
You know what? Hillsborough. I talk to other people that do podcasts. They all have, like, they edit. There's like production going on.
Yeah, they have real
things happening.
You? Somebody texted you.
Oh, don't worry. It's,
who was it?
It's a group text.
What do you mean a group text?
You know, all my friends are on, we group text each other.
That's so stupid. Who has a group text? What if you want to say something about somebody?
Well, then you privately text them. You don't go on the group text.
It's, I would never do that. I wouldn't do it.
We just send dick pics and stuff on the group text. It's silly.
Did you send my pic? Did you show mine?
No.
Why? You could, it's a nice picture. They would go, whoa. Your friends would go, whoa.
No, Rich, please.
They would try to get
me. Stop. You're grossing me out.
They would go, hey,
Rich.
Is Bonnie there? I go, no. They go, good. I'm stopping by. And I go, no, I'm married. That's what I would say. How do you like that? Huh? Pretty good story, isn't it? Anyhow, everybody.
I might have mumps.
You might have mumps.
<It's>, what?
Oh, I might have the mumps. You don't go, I might have mumps.
Why?
Nobody knows. Mumps think that you have like all these fun. Quit picking your nose.
No, I'm scratching.
You don't have the mumps.
I really like.
If you have it, then I'll probably catch it.
What do you call it? Like these swollen glands right here.
They're not swollen.
I had the mumps when I was a kid, so.
Well,
I don't know if you can get it twice.
I don't know. Look up mumps. Or we haven't talked to Dr. Steve forever. I wonder what's going on.
I have a very sore throat. I've been sick for a week.
We should call.
I had to go to the Boston okay. to do the festival.
We'll talk about that in a few minutes after a little small talk, and then we'll break into a podcast talk. Little small talk, then podcast
talk. Our
whole
podcast is small talk.
I heard
the small talk.
I heard that Mr. Joe Rogan was talking about us.
Oh my God, this is the most exciting news you've ever had.
No,
you
it's
like
not
brought it up 200 times.
No, I did. I brought it up once, but it could have happened like a year or two ago because the guy at the gym told me he was interviewing Amy Schumer. So when's the last time Amy Schumer did a podcast, probably?
I don't know.
Probably recently. Like
I don't know Amy Schumer's podcast schedule. I'll be honest with you.
Well, if you do like Rogan's podcast, Mark Maron's, Adam Carolla, right?
Uh-huh.
Those are probably the three biggest outlets.
Boom.
For podcasts.
Yeah. You did it.
Now on the East Coast.
East Coast.
We would be probably in
You don't do our podcast though. People
nobody,
don't do it.
I know.
Mean, Jim Norton is going to be our celebrity marriage counselor, which I'm excited about because he's usually on my side.
Like, okay.
Like it's not so much that people I feel like people are on my side, they're against you and I'm the only other one to choose.
Well, what I heard Rogan said, I have to go like I can't go through a million podcasts. Oh, maybe I would just look up
Amy Schumer. You dumb dumb.
Okay.
Sorry, I was going to call you dumb dumb again.
I don't give a fuck. You can
you
call
do.
Me whatever you want.
I think it's like, I don't mean
because
it as
you're,
like...
Because you're the most stupid person I've ever met when it comes
oh,
to things.
Okay, well, I wish that I hadn't taken back the dumb dumb thing.
Well,
I didn't know how mean it was going to get.
Oh, it was so mean.
It was very mean. I was just at a ladies' festival, okay? So this is my re-entry into meanness.
But what Mr. Rogan said while our podcast... This is what I heard secondhand. It's brilliant that you trashed me our whole podcast. I don't think you trashed me the whole podcast. Do you?
No.
I think you get some good ones in.
Yeah, I mean...
I don't attack you.
I don't speculate on what I have or haven't done during the podcast. I'm in the moment.
So am I.
And then I say what I got to say.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't come...
Please do. Please go with the truth. Not truth. The truth.
I don't usually come off that funny on this podcast. I don't.
I think you do.
I don't come off
the bread and butter of this baby.
I don't come off funny on stage. I don't fail. Like, I got a tweet. People that listen to Opie and Anthony and they do all the fucking negative tweets or this and that, or you stink.
You really didn't say anything there.
What?
This and then that. When you get going your little, do the this and they do the that, and then it's the, you know, dee dee doody and the dot dot da. It's like, we don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
What are you saying? You're saying that there's trolls or there's...
Well, no, there's guys that will say
negative Nellies.
Negative Nellies.
But that's I've tried to explain
this
before.
You've been cutting me off a lot now.
Okay. So
go ahead.
I feel like that's the persona that you went for.
No.
I mean, I don't know who you were before I met you on the show or whatever, but it's like, you know, you will say things, you know your persona, because you say things that are quote unquote stupid for effect sometimes.
But I smash those guys as much as they smash me.
But here's the thing about you.
Like, people
you never have ever one time been like, whatever. They know when they go to you to slam you, they get a rabid dog coming back at them. And that is good radio. That's why you're good. That's why they like you. But there's at no point do you ever just sort of like, you don't not respond.
Yeah, you got to respond.
But I'm saying that.
I'm not a pussy. I'm not going to take it.
Yes, right. But there's being a pussy and there's not caring.
Joe Rogan's not a pussy.
Yeah, but I bet you sometimes he doesn't care. I bet you sometimes he doesn't care. I bet he doesn't always like respond. Like, anytime you get anything negative, you want to respond to it, regardless if it's a high up executive at, you know, XYZ network, or which is a very popular network, or it's a club owner, or just some random douchebag on Twitter, you want to respond. And it's like, why? Like, I rarely respond to people, but
here, this is a true...
Sometimes when people are negative to me, I actually agree with them.
This is true, and it seems
weird.
That's
my own self-esteem at work.
This is true. You know how this is sometimes when I fantasize, like, that some people, like, say somebody's coming at me and I'm gonna, you know, at a show or this or that, or I have little like scenarios in my head where I fight. I put those scenarios in my head that I'm as good a fighter as Joe Rogan. And I go, what would you talk to me that way if I was Joe Rogan? No, they wouldn't, because he would fucking knock him out, because he's a karate man, okay?
He's
a karate man. And I used to be when
Isn't he like one of those, like, anything goes fighters? What are they called?
UFC.
Yeah.
Or
I
whatever.
Don't know what he is.
Back in the day, years ago when I took Taekwondo, I was really fucking good. I used to fight in tournaments.
I've seen you roundhouse a guy.
You've seen me fuck somebody up. But that was back in the day. Okay, and when I first met listen to me, when I first met Rogan, we worked together. We did a one-nighter in Seaside, New Jersey. It's when I was married to Kelly, because Kelly was with us, because I remember all three
wonderful
of us.
Wonderful woman.
All three of us going towards the
God
boardwalk.
Bless her.
We were going, and I met Rogan, one thing I knew, he was a karate champion already, before all this UFC bullshit. He was a karate champion. So, like, what I'm saying is,
karate.
The dude knows how to fucking fight. Okay,
right.
And that's what.
Right.
And
no,
he has big fists. And if you look at his knuckles, he could fuck you up. And that's what I like. That's what I like. Okay.
Oh my God, that sounded so gay. It's not. I mean, like, look at his fist and his knuckles. That's what I like. I mean, come on.
Well, I'm not trying to be gay, but anyhow.
You're not trying. It's just happening.
So what I'm saying is, on the podcast, it's harder for me to be funny when I don't have a fucking audience. Like this weekend, I was in Myrtle Beach.
Nobody's denying. You are funny.
But wait a second.
You're always funny. Nobody's denying that.
I got a tweet, which I blocked the guy, because I've never got this. Oh, I went to see Voss. It was a waste of $80 or whatever.
$80?
Well, we probably went out with a date and drinks and whatever. 20 to get in, $40. He goes, it was a waste of 80. He's saying, never have I ever got, I've gotten, he sucks on radio, he sucks as a human.
I love that you're like, you're really marketing your negative shit.
No,
like,
he sucks as a human, he sucks as this. But I never get he sucked on stage ever.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
And I blocked him, and people go, what are you fucking, there was one guy sticking up for me. And sometimes I block people on Twitter, and I might be blocking them wrong, because they might not be the person saying what I think they're saying.
It's like somebody's retweeted that guy.
I don't know, but a lot of
people. Well, you do this, like, if I forward an email to you, you always respond to me, instead of the person that the email actually came from.
Sometimes.
So you don't, yeah. Or if we, you can just look up and see who that email was sent to, and you always call me and be like, look at this email. And I'm like, I got it also. Like, you can tell, but.
Well, I know.
So you're not, what I'm trying to say is, you don't know what you're doing.
I do know what I'm doing. I'm just sometimes this Twitter thing, you know, this person, that person, forward, you know, this.
Yeah, but you didn't know, like, people would respond.
Don't act like people that don't know
things. No, but you didn't know that you could click on that thing and see what that person's responding to.
Yes, I know. That you could look, you're chewing on fingernails.
No, I'm not. There was like a piece of, I ate a salad earlier and I found a little.
Yesterday,
thing.
Bonnie came in, you know what, sometimes she'll come in the kitchen with a t-shirt. And you can see, like,
oh, come on, Rich.
Her breasts and her little
stop.
And her nips get so fucking, like, it's so exciting. Like, it's like,
you know, can you just think of me as a man from now on, please?
I do,
no, I don't.
I do.
Totally. Yeah. You'll rape it's me like in the living room.
It's like a Neve Campbell in one of those movies when she walks in,
right.
Like a wet t-shirt contest. Anyhow, so I don't know what I was saying is, you don't always smash me on this.
No, I don't.
So
a lot of times you smash me.
I don't really smash you. I just put out there what kind of.
You just tell the truth.
I tell the truth.
The truth.
That's what this podcast is about. I'm not up here to try to be fucking funny. And we fucking smashed this comic yesterday on radio. Tell me about the show. This comic.
Why? I don't want to relive it.
What? Our people didn't hear that the ridiculous.
He's
show
not
he's
here
doing.
To defend himself.
Okay, we won't bring that up.
Luis J. Gomez. Luis J. Gomez. It's just like, it's one of those names where you're like, it would never make it into a script or anything, because people would be like, that's racist. It's like a white guy's idea. That Mexican name.
You know what you just did? That I hate when regular people do it. What? No, it's not bad. Matter of fact, I felt bad. This old lady yesterday, I was walking onto the golf course yesterday,
mm-hmm.
And she said something and then started laughing. I go, was there something funny that you just said? Like, I kind of felt bad because she was older. Like, I was wearing pants and she called me Payne Stewart. Payne Stewart used to wear knickers. He died in a plane crash. He was famous for wearing knickers on the golf course. And I was wearing pants, but they were knickers. And she goes, oh, Payne Stewart, and started laughing. I go, what was funny about that? And
but you can see she's saying, you're wearing crazy pants. Payne Stewart used to wear wacky clothes.
But I felt bad. I kind of felt bad because she was old. But I, you know what?
Like, what, 80?
Probably 79, 80.
Oh, then yes. Okay.
Probably.
Sorry, I didn't nail it. 79 and a half. Well, she was born in June, I believe, so not quite.
Bonnie's doing a comeback because here comes a voice. You know what I don't... When people say something...
I've been nothing but lovely to you this podcast.
When people say stuff, I'm just showing Mr. Rogan that I can get you.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Rogan, watch. He's getting me.
When people like you, like normal people, not comics, they say something they think is funny or tell you a joke, and then they do their laugh after it, mm-hmm. and there's nothing there to laugh at, and it's so uncomfortable that they're laughing at their dumb joke as you're staring at them.
Look, I don't want to slam you because this is not what this podcast is about, but you have such standards for regular people when it comes to humor and comedy, and that they should know like certain things, but you will fully verbalize complete ignorance to, like, you'll talk to somebody like a lawyer about legal stuff without ever thinking, like, this guy thinks I'm a complete jackass.
No, I know
a lot. Because I've heard you say to people, like, I've heard you tell people what their job is.
Because would know it.
Or, like, you would have no problem, like, if you met somebody who is, like, you know,
like, a profiler?
No. Okay, fine. Anything that you would just start telling them everything you know about it. Like, you're the, you know as much as them, or you're maybe enlightening them on their own job. Yet, if somebody does it to you, you get very, very upset. But you never see yourself doing it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, no, because I only talk. This is where you're wrong.
Okay.
I'll only step in where I know something about that occupation or that.
I know, but you don't realize, you probably don't even really know anything.
I do. Especially about fucking crime and law, because how many of those fucking TV shows have we watched? You know, a million Law and Orders, a million of them. So you saying I don't know anything about fucking.
Okay, this is what I'm talking about. Is this you playing a character right now where you're like, and then you get mad later when people say you're an idiot?
No.
Or is this really how you think that you watching Law and Order gives you the same amount of, you know, knowledge as somebody who actually does the job day in and day out for their living?
Of course not as much.
That's like saying somebody who watches Last Comic Standing knows as much about your business as you do.
No. Because Last Comic Standing is not teaching anybody anything. But Law and Order...
Rich, you're must fucking know how ridiculous this is.
No, it's not ridiculous. If you...
First of all, Law and Order isn't even real. Like, the things that they say, those procedural shows, they're just making stuff up. That's not how it works in the real world.
Oh, a lot of it does. But
no, it doesn't. Otherwise, they would convict every single person that they ever... But there's like tons of times where all the evidence points to one guy, but they can't like find a hair that goes with him. But in those other kind of like CSIs and stuff, they always figure out a way to match.
Yeah, because
they have fantasy on their side. We're allowed to make it up. We're in real world, you can't.
If you watch those Forensic Files or all of them, you don't think
those
you
are
learn,
real shows,
and you don't think you learn from them. I'm not saying
you don't learn from them, but I'm saying it's still not even. It's still kind of ridiculous to think. Like, I'm not even saying that you...
Okay.
Like, I'm not even saying that the guy in that job isn't an idiot. He might very well be. But you never take into consideration that that guy might know more than you.
No,
like, he might be doing the job day in and day out and watching all the same amount of Forensic Files as you.
Okay.
I mean, would that put him over the top?
Okay, yes. Okay, say you went to school. I don't know how long you go to. Say you went to school.
Now, wait, let's also... when you're going to say you went to school to... You made it through what? 10th grade or 11th grade?
No, I just went to high school for like 4 years. I didn't graduate. I didn't go to class. I went to English class.
You went to school hard knocks, baby.
I went to drama class 1 year.
Those people actually went to college.
Okay.
In those jobs.
Okay, so say you went to college for 5 years.
I'm not going
to
win this argument with you, but also,
no,
this is the kind
of
thing where people say, Rich Voss, maybe, you know.
Like, can you
this
let
is
me,
the, this is the kind of thing that you get mad later on.
No,
about.
Can you let me
enlighten us? Go ahead.
So you went to 5 years of school for that. Of course, it's
high school, or this is like
and college or whatever.
College, I mean, but you actually go like
yeah,
is this.
You went and
what you're learning.
You're learning, and obviously you're going to learn a lot of intense stuff. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
5 years, but say you watched those shows for 15 years. You're going to learn a lot of stuff, too. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you're going to learn. TV it's not, you know, TV does teach you stuff. You don't think you don't learn from TV. I'm not saying you're not going to learn anything from Game of Thrones, because that's all fantasy. You're not going to learn anything from, you know, you'll learn from Boardwalk Empire. You'll learn about, you know, what was going on back during Prohibition and stuff like that. You're learning about gangsters. You're learning, you know, so you do learn stuff. So if you're learning stuff from that, why are you sitting on your book? You're tall. So you're going to learn from these shows, you know, obviously. And that's not all. I ask questions, you know, say I play golf with a lot of different. I played golf the other day with a fireman and a veterinarian. So, you know, I'm going to ask him questions. I'm going to learn. How do you think when I worked out?
When you're done talking, we'll move on to another subject, because I can't continue.
Okay, two
on
more
with
things.
And later, if you say to me later, I was just doing that, it's good radio, then I'm never sticking up for you again. Do you understand that?
No, I'm sure.
No, come clean right now to the people.
Come clean.
Come clean. Because no one will ever take you seriously as this intelligent individual if you continue on with this. I don't know what you think it is. This is good. This is good. We had a lot of fireworks going on.
What are you talking about?
That's what you'll say about the podcast. It was a good podcast.
No, what I'm saying is you learn from asking people questions. You don't have to just go to school.
Stop right now.
You think you got to go to school to learn.
I'm not arguing. I'm not arguing with you about this.
You think you got to get
this actual thing anymore. I'm arguing with you over the fact that you're saying something you know is ridiculous.
No, it's not ridiculous. People will agree with me on this. You don't have to go to school to learn something.
No, I'm not saying that. But you don't talk to people who have that job and assume that you know as much as them because you've watched 15 Forensic Files.
I'm just using that as an example. Asking questions, reading books, articles.
No, of course. Knowledge is good. You should. Reading books, maybe that one's not one you should bring up, because I've never seen you do it.
I used to read all the time before I met you. When you moved
okay,
in here.
Okay, you keep saying that. There's nothing. You're away from me a lot of the time. You're in airports all the time. You're on planes all the time. You're alone in your hotel room supposedly a lot.
Why would
so pick up a book? You could easily pick up a book. There's no need to blame your lack of reading on me.
Okay.
Okay.
What does that mean? I'm in my hotel room alone. Of course I'm alone. What the fuck? I'm old.
Oh, thou protest too much. No. Somebody's like, I am alone. Ooh, looks like somebody's really getting defensive.
All right, so.
So anyhow, come clean on that.
I'm 100% not being a dummy, or I'm just saying you can learn.
You can learn, but as much as somebody who does the job?
No, of course not.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. That's all we need to know. Let's move on.
Good. I never said you can learn as
no,
much
you
as
do.
That person.
You, when you talk to certain people, you act. If people talk to you about comedy the way that you talk to them about their jobs, you get mad.
You're
you
right,
get very
they
mad.
Don't know comedy.
Yeah, but
there's no show or there's nowhere teaching you it. Like you can learn other stuff. Okay.
Oh my God. Okay, we're back to fine. Okay.
Yeah, I don't like when people think they know. Yeah, I don't even like to talk to people that aren't comics usually. In life. So I don't have that many friends. What the fuck? I wish more comics played golf so I could hang out with them. All of them, you know.
Stop.
I used to fucking, you know, play golf with Ben Bailey all the time. Then he gets that fucking dumb cab show, which isn't even on, and you can't even get him to play golf anymore. You know. Eric, I used to play golf with him all the time. He's got a real job. He failed, you know.
Oh, man.
You know,
he failed. Is
no,
that what you
fail.
Just said?
No, I mean,
about
failed.
Your friend? Oh my God.
I didn't mean to say he failed. I meant
Jesus.
To say whatever. So
I hope he doesn't hear this podcast.
Don't worry. Nobody does. So Bonnie McFarlane.
Mm-hmm, that's my name.
Did comedy, and I have a great opinion on this.
Oh, good. I'd like to hear it. I did. I was asked very late, like 2 weeks, you know, out. They'd already.
I don't even think it was 2 weeks. I think it was a week.
No, it was 2 weeks.
Week and a half. Oh, yeah, it was 2 weeks.
They did put me on the front of their whatever.
What? Program? You were on the front page?
Well, my name was. They listed the headliners.
Who were some of the hell? Okay, what festival
Maria
was
Bamford.
It? What festival?
The Women in Comedy Festival, the 6th annual Women in Comedy Festival, Boston.
How's it 6? It was the 3rd. Oh, the 6th.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
So, Judy Gold was on. Okay, I can't remember all the people.
Well, name some headliners. Felicia Michaels.
She did a show. She did one of the, she did my show. She only came out. She was in New York, so she just came out for the one show.
Maria Bamford.
I don't know. I don't remember. Okay. I only came in for the Sunday, so that was the Mother's Day show. They wanted me to host and headline two Mother's Day shows, which is a weird thing to do. First of all,
I really got a nap. Go ahead.
Oh, is it? Oh, am I talking about me? I'm sorry. No, go ahead. Go ahead. What did you want to? Where? Please. What's your theory?
Yeah, I'm just kidding with you.
Are you? Yeah. Are you just kidding? Yeah. No, you're not. You're. Yes. No.
Yes. Tell us about this festival. I didn't know it was six. You know why I didn't know it was the six? Because when you were there, it was the second or first. When you were there last.
The second.
Wow. 4 years ago.
You're exceptional at math. Yeah, maybe you should talk to a mathematician about his job. I could figure out 6 minus 2.
Whoa, there goes the voice.
I'm very smart.
So you came in Saturday.
Like Saturday night I came in. Sunday I did two shows, 1 o'clock. And I was pretty sick too. I mean, I just have a bad cold.
That doesn't stop.
I might have pneumonia. I might have pneumonia.
I thought you had mumps.
Mumps. I don't know. Something bad.
Can you catch pneumonia from other people? No. That's in the lungs.
I fucking don't know. It's something to do with water in the lungs or something. I don't know.
I saw that on a fucking house the other night.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
Dude,
what did you see? Where did you see that when your wife punches you in the face? Huh?
Go ahead.
Anyway, whatever. I don't know. You want to ask me questions about it or something? Yeah. I don't know what to say.
I mean, you did the show 1 o'clock. First of all, afternoon shows stink.
It was like 150 people showed up.
Yeah. And that room that you did it in is a
good
great
club.
It's a good club. I'm there.
I'll
in
tell
June.
You what happened. I walked
but
in.
But that
though.
Room has gigantic windows that overlook Boston. So it had to be so fucking light in that room.
It wasn't. I don't know. Maybe they had blinds or something. I don't remember.
If you look to the right of the stage, they're all gigantic windows.
It
no?
was. It had to have been
maybe they have blinds there. It's a great room. What's it called? Laugh Boston, right?
Laugh Boston.
And it's in a big hotel, right? Big hotel.
You tell me, man. I guess you're telling me how it is.
You just said
you
ask questions.
Me.
So you were there.
Well, that wasn't a question. You're telling me stuff about it.
So when you got there, was your poster up, or did they know who you were?
No.
You walked in?
Mm-mm.
What happened when you
I walked out? In, and there was people waiting in the bar area, obviously, audience members to go in. I hung around there for a minute to see if anybody might approach, you know, some organizer of the festival. No one did, so then I walked into the showroom, and pretty aggressively, two people approached me, like...
Male or female?
Male. And was like, can I help you? Like I just audience member just cruised in to, I go, yeah, like we have a comedy here today, right? They go, yes. I go, where's the green room? Are you a comedian? I go, do people come in asking where the green room is when they're not comedians? Does that happen a lot? And they got pissed that I said it.
Well, but you're kind of an asshole.
I was being a bit of an asshole, but it was like, let's just say for once, first of all, they shouldn't be that sensitive. They deal with comedians all the time. Secondly, when somebody asks for the green room, yeah, maybe lighten up a little. Oh, well, you know. But they were so aggressive. Like,
well, I get mad.
And if I was an audience member that just happened to walk in there and been like, hey, you know, is this comedy? We'll have to ask you to wait outside till the show. Like, do you really have to be that, you know?
Some people take their job seriously. They take them seriously. Now,
they were taking the job pretty fucking seriously.
Well, I get mad when I walk into a club.
But then I felt like I was like, they're like, I'm gonna fucking diva.
When I'm, because you know, I'm headlining every club I work. If they don't know who I am when I walk in, I just fucking walk right by them.
It's a little irritating.
I walk right by them. But also too, I'm just as much of an asshole. I'll walk by them and go,
just
fuck
as
you,
much.
Something.
Come on.
I mean, wouldn't it be hard to say, hey, guess what? I'm on the show. But
I know I could have said that. Like, I was thinking of that. Like, oh, hey,
I could say that too.
But the thing was, I guess what irritated me was the aggressiveness with which they approached me in the beginning. Was like, you know, I don't think you should approach anybody who's coming into your
show. Now you didn't host the first show. Some girl asked to host.
So I was supposed to host, which I didn't want to do, and then do 35 minutes at the end. Okay. I'm not a good host. I'm not cheery enough. I'm not.
You don't have to be cheery to be a good host. I'm
when you're
not,
doing
I'm
an
all
woman show.
I'm not cheery.
Oh my god.
Go ahead.
The fuck. I'm not even doing this.
Go ahead.
No. Let's talk about how good a host you are.
No, but you are a good host. You know
how
to do
that. No, I'm not a good
work.
Host because I don't fucking feel like waiting for them to get warmed up. I don't have the patience for it. Okay.
But you know how to do
I start to get
work.
A little irritated. It's like, and let me tell you something about all woman shows that you don't know about because you don't do them is that they are not filled with comedy fans. They're filled with women who don't generally go to comedy shows, but they're going because it's an event. Okay. So I honestly kind of like
when Jenny Jones used to do her show.
I have no idea who that is or when that was, but
you don't know who Jenny Jones
I'll
is?
Tell you something that, I could have done. I didn't host the first show, and so it went pretty well. Like, you know,
how many
just
comics?
Headlining. I don't know. There was like
10 comics,
maybe 7.
And you did more time. You only did like 8 minutes, and you did like 30.
Yes. And then the second show, which was at 7, I had to host. Which,
well, it's because the girl that hosted didn't do any material or anything, right, up front.
No, it was because the organizers didn't know that I was supposed to host it. So this woman, it was her show that the festival sort of co-opted, and she does a Mother's Day. They took her, the name of her show and everything. Ha ha mamas something. Yes. And,
Boston. She's from Boston.
She's from Boston and she hosts it every year. It's her show.
The Ha Ha Mama Show.
The Ha Ha Mama Show. And this year the festival happened to fall, you know, where the they could,
where they do the Ha Ha Mama
where
show
they
on
could,
the same
they
day.
Could do it under their umbrella. So she didn't realize on the first show that she was not the host, and I didn't say anything. And the festival organizer came in and didn't. She just said to me, "You're contracted to do 35 minutes. Is that cool?" I was like, "Yeah, fine." And that was it. Then, but then the between shows, the other festival organizers had a fucking phone call with me, like a speakerphone situation, where they were like, "Yeah, you know, the emails." And I was like, "Well, I didn't say I wasn't hosting it, but I didn't want to like rip it out of that girl's hands. I mean, I didn't know." I go, "I figured if you wanted me to host, the other festival organizer would say something." But they were like, "Wow, we really want you to host for the second show," which, so I did.
Because they're trying to get you, pay you to do two jobs.
Right. I mean,
it's
whatever.
Fucking.
So I did it, and it's not the thing about like. Well, I could have honestly done like 15 minutes of like, "Way, we don't have our kids with us. Woo!" Like, it could have just been a cheering thing, and they would have been happy with that. They would have gladly paid whatever. I don't know what they paid. Let's say they paid $25
well, they
a ticket. They would have gladly put down that money just to hear, "You guys are awesome. Give yourselves a big round of applause. Woo!" Because when it came to jokes, they were much less responsive. I opened with a joke about how when you see those things where a guy gives the girl, you know, they always have like around Mother's Day those ads where the guy is giving the girls, the woman, he's holding the baby and handing her some jewelry. And I always think like, that guy has AIDS. He's going to have a sit down with her shortly. And it was just like, I also said, well, I finally got to do what I really wanted to do this Mother's Day, which was kill a hooker, which also, I mean, it might have been too early in the show.
Yeah,
to sort
a lot of
debate.
Comics don't open up with AIDS and killing hooker jokes.
But I mean, a normal comedy audience, that wouldn't have fazed them. They wouldn't have been like, Jesus.
Well, those are
they really wanted to hear stories about like, my dog, you know, it was like, it took a long time. And then I had to keep coming back.
And those are the same people.
And then I had to like.
Those are the same people that go to soap opera shows.
They're nice people. I'm not saying there's anything wrong. And by the end of the show, I had it worked out well. I had a great show. It's just in the beginning, it's hard. You're like trying to teach them. It's like, they're not comedy fans. They don't watch comedy on TV. They don't
Well, they
it's
must
like normal
little.
Show. Like if you go to an O&A audience, you can complain about that audience, but they're fucking comedy fans. That's what they do. They listen to comedy in the morning. They like comedy. However, if you open for anyone who has an actual audience that comes to see them, it is better than just doing a show where random people come that aren't comedy fans.
Yeah,
do you know
course.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like anyone who's seen comedy more than five times is a better audience member than people who don't generally go.
So were the comics, they were killing though, you said.
Literally, I did the worst out of everyone on that
no,
show.
No, you didn't.
I swear to God.
You couldn't have.
Some of them, I think, had maybe done it like three or four times in their lives, and they did better than me.
No.
I swear to God.
No,
I swear to God. I had to work my ass off for that last 35 minutes on the second show. The first show I did fine. I went on last, and there was like, they were warmed up and stuff, but I dug my own grave at the beginning of the show, and then it was hard to get out of it. But also, even in the 35 minutes, even when I was started to do well.
How do you decline that?
Give me your fucking phone. That's what I'm talking about. How do I decline that? You've had a phone for fucking 15 years.
Well, I didn't have my glasses.
How do I decline that?
I have my glasses on. That's our babysitter.
Okay, anything else you want to tell?
So, when you had to do the 35 minutes, did it seem like they wanted to stay or leave? Or
no, I mean, I was winning them over, but anytime things got a little challenging, do you know what I mean? Like, I did a joke about...
Wait, the first show you killed, didn't some girl come up to you and say, so, what are you, working out new material?
Yeah, the first show I thought I did pretty well. I still didn't do as well as other people on the show, the first show, even though I was doing... the headline. I feel like the festival organizers were probably like, oh man, this was a mistake. Like, I don't know. I always feel like I'm not doing good enough. But like,
wait, a new comic came up to you or a nobody and said, what are you working out? New stuff?
She goes, oh, were you working out some new stuff?
Why didn't you say, like, see, I would say, are you out of your fucking?
I did an entirely new set. I go, the whole thing was completely.
You didn't say that to
I
her.
Did say that to her.
What'd she say?
Oh. But she'd done it like four times.
No,
in life.
They didn't put anybody on a festival. It's
I
only
swear,
done it four or five
I swear
times.
To you,
no.
She kept saying to me, I don't generally do this. One woman, I go, what do you want for your interest? She goes, well, I'm a sex educator. I was like, okay. Like, that's.
She's a sex educator?
Yeah.
Was she hot?
Yeah, I guess so. She was attractive.
Yeah, nobody wants to go talk about sex to some ugly person.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dr. Ruth.
Good comeback. So, like,
so anyway,
did any of them know who you were? At
no,
least?
I don't think so. I mean, the people I knew that were friends of mine.
Yeah,
but nobody. It wasn't like anybody was like friendly in any kind of a way that was, you know, I don't know. You know, unless I knew, like, Jane Condon, I'd worked with her before. She's a New Jersey comic.
That lady's from New Jersey?
Mm-hmm.
How come I don't know her?
I don't know. She's always on my shows.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I think I met her once.
She killed.
Well, yeah, but she's been doing comedy how long?
I don't know. 5 years, maybe.
No.
I swear to God. She was a lawyer for years and years, retired from being a lawyer.
Who retired
stand up? I remember the first time I worked with her, she held the mic over here while she did her whole set.
What do you mean? Held it down?
Like didn't have mic technique down while she was opening for me.
No, everybody knows you don't hold the mic down.
I swear.
You gotta know you gotta put the mic in front of your face.
Some people don't. Some
Get
people
the
don't.
Fuck out of here.
They start using their hands and they don't put the mic in their face.
That's insane. Oh shit, this can't be good.
Yeah, no, I mean, whatever, it wasn't that.
So, here's my theory. Female comics, or females, always, we don't want to be judged as females, we just want to be judged as comics, you know. And then they go all-female festival. Like, that makes no sense.
Well, their theory is that women don't get enough exposure on a regular festival. So they're doing it. Yeah, but also,
the headliners that were at your festival, the headliners.
They headline regular festivals. Sure.
The other ones that were on the festival shouldn't get exposure because they're not good enough. Right?
Well,
I mean,
I understand what you're saying, although there are two sort of schools of thought where men who are not very good sometimes can women who are not very good, sometimes it's more obvious. Even though there's men that are not very good doing stand-up all the fucking time.
Yeah, men get away.
Like, you're more likely to note, oh, that chick, and remember that chick is terrible. Whereas, like, you'll see 100 horrible guys, and you won't remember any one of them for the next time that they're horrible. If you're going to text while we're doing this, you should at least turn off the sound so that the audience cannot hear that you're... something else is more important.
Well, it is. My mother's going to the hospital. Men do stink, but usually...
Do you want to pause the podcast and deal with this?
No, I can't, no, because I'll be done the podcast in like 8 minutes and I'll call. Oh.
What time is it?
It's, we got 3:00.
Okay.
So... anyhow, you did the festival, then you hung out with comics. All in all...
No, I went and had a glass of wine with Felicia Michaels after, and then we went to separate hotels.
When it was was there any industry there? Any bookers, any club owners? I didn't see
anyone. And in fact, nobody came up to me after the show or anything.
No end of festival parties. How come you didn't go to a party?
There was a party the Saturday night when I got there. I went there for a minute and then went back. There was nobody. I just talked to one girl that I knew almost the entire time and the club owner.
Where was the party? At that club?
At that club in the bar area.
That was the festival party?
I mean, was it a festival? I mean, it was like people from the festival hanging out, but it wasn't like there was... I mean, I met somebody's manager.
It's still new though. It's only 6 years.
Yeah, it's a pretty big festival. I mean, in terms of they had like it's growing every year. It's not like a bad festival or anything. It's just that
didn't you do a female?
I don't think I'm necessarily a woman that's good on.
Well, in Portland, you did well. It went
well.
That's
true. I don't know.
It's more of a... I mean, Portland's...
But
no,
this was like a Mother's Day show, though. I think like that had something to do with it. Like.
Yeah, if you were doing a regular comedy show at you're doing the fucking theme show, which stinks, you know. If Maria Bamford or Judy Gold was on that show, they would have
done well.
No, they don't.
I do. I think like there's part of I'm just not like that likable really to women.
What?
Or to men or to anyone.
That's true. But still, you know how to win them over on stage. I mean, you know. I mean, there is something in your head. Look, I walked on stage the other night. I walked on Saturday night. It was a small crowd. I'm not doing this club again on a bad weekend. I mean, I love Myrtle Beach. I love the owners, but I have to go there when it's packed. Anyhow, so it wasn't that crowd, but they were fun. These crowds were fun all weekend. I walk on stage, and this guy's sitting the front row to the left.
Because I know this story, and I'm just wondering how it related to what I was talking about.
Oh, I'll tell you in a second.
Oh, you got to think about it.
Oh, yeah, no, how you can get out of things. How you can dig yourself in a hole right from the beginning, but you can get out of it. Okay? And that's the only... So you're great at crowd work. What you have to work on, and I'm helping you, I'm not being mean, what you have to work on is getting out of trouble. You like are so good at crowd work, but you get in trouble, but you don't know how to get out of trouble sometimes. Okay.
I don't feel like I get into trouble. They just either like me or they don't.
No. If you dig yourself in a hole, that's getting in trouble. You just said earlier, I put myself in a hole too early in the show. But there's...
Well, let me just say this, because the truth of the matter is that at the top of the show, it's not like... I mean, I got really good laughs on some of my jokes. I just couldn't get them to go with me on everything. Like, when you're doing well, it feels so good because you can do little asides and you can make jokes and they get you and they're coming with you. I was working on a joke-to-joke basis, which was irritating to me. You know, it's like, Either come with me or don't. I don't fucking need this.
Did you do crowd work when you were fucking headlining?
Yes. Yeah, a lot.
That works.
It always works, but it's like annoying.
I know. I'm trying to get away from crowd work.
I mean, it's not like annoying to do crowd work, but then, oh, so then I came off stage. I did crowd work during my first show, and then this girl, she said to me, she said, oh, I liked watching you beat up on the audience.
Ugh.
I go, beat up on the audience. She goes, no, I mean, it was funny. But it's like, it's always like this. It's, there's something, I don't know. I just, I'm not good around people. I don't like them, and I don't like the way they talk to me, and I.
Girls aren't fun to be around.
And like, it's like.
Girl comics aren't like guy comics. Girl comics, they're too.
There's like, a lot of like, I mean.
You can't smash them. You can't attack one.
Not if you're a girl, you can't.
They get fucking, they're, you know.
No, there's some that are, like, look, I have female comic friends that are hilarious. And they're so fun. No, I know, but they are so fun to be around. Look, we smash Jacqueline all the time, and she's fine with it.
We don't know what she's doing at home.
Well, whatever. at the time, you know, my friend Martini, you know,
yeah,
you can make fun of her to her face easily, and it's hilarious. She's funny. They'll make fun of me, and it's fine. And
yes,
you know, but. You know, there's just, it's just, you know, I like comics. Like when I meet, even guys sometimes are not that, you know, you meet comics and you think you have this like instant sort of like, where you don't have to go through the bullshit at the beginning. And then you realize like, oh, they're sensitive and weird. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like you like meeting comics where they're like, you immediately don't have to go through all the like niceties at the beginning of a conversation. You can just get straight to the. Shit. Like I think I said something about like not wanting to host. And then they were like, well, it'll be fun. You know what I mean? Where you're like, you kind of want somebody to be like, yeah, it's bullshit. What the fuck? Host and headlines? Crazy. But nobody would do it. They were like, I mean, I just sort of floated it out there in the green room like, oh, I don't know if it's a great idea to host and headline. And they're like, it'll be great. That crowd is awesome. Some of my friends are out there. They're very excited about the show. Everyone was like, you're like, okay.
Why don't you tell them to shut up?
Do you really, like, nobody likes me to begin with. And then you're always telling me to say these horrible things. But the truth of it is, if I did say them, you'd be like, well, that's why nobody likes you.
No, I would tell them to shut up. If I was in a room full of new comics and they would blah, 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 I would kick them out of the dressing room.
They're not new. They're older than me. They're
no,
like,
they've only been doing it 4 or 5 times.
I know, but they're not like, they're still.
I don't care if they
should have some respect on people's ages. Right?
No, not in a, if they're fucking yapping, you can go, why don't you guys shut up? This show stinks or something. Set them straight. Let them know what they're fucking. They're living a life of delusion.
This is spoken like a true man. That you think you can just do whatever you want.
Yeah,
like.
No, they're living. You know, they're just fucking guy comics. Look,
I gotta sit there the whole fucking show, 2 shows. You know, I walked in and said, well, I'm making some snarky thing about the green room. And already, you know, people are like, I know that there was conversations like, she's a real diva.
Good.
Then I don't do well. Like, it's all, you know what I mean? Like,
you should
I'm
be
already
known as
walking
a
very thin tightrope.
You should be known as a diva. You've earned
no,
the right
No, I shouldn't.
Be.
And then they're like,
you've earned the right.
Maria
you've done-
Bamford is amazing. If I hear how fucking great Maria Bamford is one more time.
Yeah, well, she is good. But,
I know, but it's like, you
but
know.
But you've earned the right to, you've done enough stuff in this business, okay? You've done enough fucking. Your resume is long enough. You've done enough TV where you can. You don't even have to talk to those people. You don't have to talk
Maybe
to them.
Maybe I'm lonely, Rich.
You don't have to talk to them.
I didn't really. Like, it's not like I've ever had conversations
sitting,
with people.
If we were just, sitting in a dressing room.
I don't even know why I'm arguing with you about
I'm
this.
Not, I'm just
so
telling
ridiculous.
You. If we were in a dressing room and Luis Gomez came in, said, hey, I'm doing a show in the dark. Don't you
had
think,
to get it in somehow.
Don't you think we would all fucking
yes,
just
trash
be like fucking rabid dogs?
Now imagine it at the Boston Comedy Festival where a lady goes, I'm thinking about doing a show where it's in the dark, there's no lights. And then everyone would be like, oh my God, that sounds like an amazing idea. Oh, that's so good. Oh, wonderful. How unique.
And then you'd hear one guy in the corner going, that fucking stinks, it's stupid. And that would be me. Okay,
and nobody likes you. But that's the thing. Like, women really don't like you. Like, I said to one woman, like,
one
somebody
woman?
Goes, yeah, no, this woman goes, I swear to God. So I said something about my husband, and she goes, "Who are you married to?" And I go, "Rich Voss." And she goes, "Oh no." Like, she was like, "Come on. Who would do that to themselves?"
Who said that? No.
And women do. They get like really weird. They're like,
"Well, I don't hit on him."
He's the worst human on the planet. But I think that you come across as a woman hater. But that's the thing with women. They're self-centered. They don't realize you hate everyone. Like, that they're not being singled out. You're actually treating them more equal.
Yeah, than most people.
You're kind of an equal opportunity asshole. And
You know what I do?
But you do. But this is one thing that I do like about you. You do like people or don't like them. It doesn't have anything to do with their race or gender. It's always just based on like if they're real comics or not.
Yes.
That's what you like about people. And I know for a fact, if you were in the green room of that, I would be horrified. I would be like, because I'm always trying to fit in and not doing a great job of it, but attempting it. And then you're just like, no. And they would have hated you and you wouldn't have cared because you're like, you don't need any of it. You don't need that shit.
Well, neither do you. Actually.
And if one of the women would have fucking started fucking around with you, you would have liked her. I don't mean fucking around. Yeah. If she touched you, you would have been grossed out.
Yeah. If I don't know, I'm just, you know, whatever. Whatever. I just.
But people do make, like, women especially make little comments about you all the time.
No,
they do.
There's ones that really like me. Good comic, good female comics like me.
No, true. Because true.
Good female, because. And good male comic, because I treat them. And I treat people as humans, you know.
No, but, no.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Might treat them all the same. I don't. I think it's a little subhuman.
If I saw one of these horrible comics in the supermarket, I wouldn't go, "Oh, there goes that," you know. But when I'm in the comedy club environment, I am going to be drawn to the better comics. That's who I'm going to, you know. Unless one of them plays golf, then I'll hang out with them, you know. But you don't hear bad. You don't ever hear good comics, male or female, bad mouth to me, because they're good comics and I treat them with respect. That's, you know, that's all. Hello?
Yeah.
You know, I just treat, you know, whatever.
You I do.
Because they're good at what they do. You know, just like I treat, you know, whatever. There's my answer. Anyhow, I'm exhausted. we got, here's some stuff coming up.
Oh, I gotta go get Raina. It's on the bus.
No. Coming up.
Wait.
Coming up.
Bye, everyone.
This weekend, Friday and Saturday, Bonnie and I will be at the Arlington Cinema Draft House in Arlington, Virginia. Friday and Saturday. Great, great place for comedy. It's like it's a theater. It's like old movie theater, comedy club. You know, it's one of our favorite places. Friday and Saturday. And then Tuesday, we're doing our live podcast, My Wife Hates Me, at the Village Underground. Jim Norton, guest marriage counselor. Tuesday, 7:30. Tickets on sale at Comedy Cellar website. So get your tickets. It will sell out. And there you have it. You buy shit on Amazon, do what you're supposed to, you know, Riotcast or Amazon/My Wife Hates Me, however the fuck you're supposed to do it. And there you have it. I am exhausted and I am out of this mother. Easy. Oh, I got a new CD coming out soon. Rich Voss. Rich Voss, 141 IQ. 141 IQ. That's the new CD coming out. Couple weeks. Three, 4 weeks.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him.
loves him too.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.